Students in college towns around Vermont help keep local economies afloat, but this fall, they also bring the threat of COVID-19. While much of the state's attention has been focused on the return of 12,000 University of Vermont students in Burlington, the smaller town of Northfield has already started to welcome close to 2,000 students back to Norwich University. VPR's Anna Van Dyne reports.
Since he reopened at the end of May, Randy Peace has only allowed one customer at a time into his barbershop in downtown Northfield. While he snips and shaves, they sit in the single chair and look at a mirror ringed by military bumper stickers and Vermont memorabilia.
I could spend 3 hours telling you every little thing in here that is meaningful to me, but there's a lot of Northfield history in here and a lot of Norwich University history in here.
In a glass case by the door, Peace has every book that's been published about the history of the town. And Norwich plays a large part in that. Faculty, staff, and students from Norwich make up about a third of Peace's clientele.
High and tights and, flat tops, crew cuts. Norwich has their own barbershop on campus. There's 3 full-time barbers there during the school year. But I still get some of the cadets that trickle down to me.
Peace says a lot of the cadets take part in the community.
They come down and eat and get their hair cut and, go to the dollar store or the rustic restaurant for meals. And it's going to be a little different this year.
That, of course, is because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Normally, about 2,500 students take classes on campus at Norwich, according to the university. Daphne Larkin, spokesperson for Norwich, says that this year
we're operating at about 70% capacity. So we can give beds to 1,800 students, and then we'll have a couple hundred commuters.
The dorms are at reduced capacity, and students who stay on campus will only live in doubles and singles. Some classes will be online, even for those living at Norwich. Students are required to wear masks and keep social distance, and dining halls won't have self-service. And students won't be allowed to go into town.
Generally speaking, all of our campus-based students will be confined to campus.
The main campus is about a mile away from Peace's barbershop, and on Sunday afternoon, a batch of students is trickling in. Alex Whitney coaches wrestling, and Bill Russell coaches football. Right now, they're directing cars. One weekend earlier, on August 8th, the first 500 students arrived at the university. They were all deemed higher risk, having either come from areas with high rates of coronavirus or having traveled by plane or bus. Of those students, 4 tested positive in the first week. Whitney, the wrestling coach, thinks that low number means students are taking it seriously.
Because hypothetically, it could have been 100, 200, 300 that had that, and that would definitely be a logistical just nightmare.
Whitney and Russell expect to have ushered in about 300 students by the end of the day, most of them student leaders like RAs. They drive onto the Norwich campus and get their first of many COVID tests. The plan is to test students upon arrival, a week later, and then periodically throughout the semester. Again, spokesperson Daphne Larkin.
We're going to do the day 0, day 7, and then once we're through that cycle, then we're committed to 700 tests a week.
She also says students will do a daily health assessment and temperature check. Shayla King goes to Norwich, but she isn't getting her COVID test till the end of the month. That's because she's among the last group of students to go back, the 22% of the student body that's from Vermont. A resident of Williamstown, King commutes to class. She says she's been hearing a bit of unease from people in the community.
They're just a little concerned about kids not taking the responsibilities and following the rules, but I feel like once when we get in the swing of stuff, it'll be easier.
The day after the first group of students arrived at Norwich, WCAX reported that some were seen ignoring health guidelines. According to the university, the students were on the lawn at their own private residence in Northfield, and Norwich President Mark Anarumo has spoken with them. Meanwhile, anxiety is mounting in other parts of the state. In Middlebury, residents published a letter in the Addison Independent last week urging the college to go entirely online. In Burlington, city council members say they're concerned about UVM students returning to the area. Administrators from both schools have defended their plans. In response to these concerns, Governor Phil Scott is allowing towns and cities to set more stringent local rules limiting public gatherings as well as crowds in bars. Here he is at his press conference last Friday.
I'm giving our communities, especially the college towns, the ability to further limit some high contact and activities as we increase the number of people in those areas.
State officials acknowledge that the return of college students will cause the COVID-19 infection rate to spike in Vermont. They just hope any outbreaks can be identified and contained quickly. Back in Northfield, Michelle Goodman is having a yard sale. Her house is pretty close to the Norwich campus.
I'd say probably less than 100 yards.
She says she's not worried about Norwich students spreading COVID-19.
I mean, it's a lot smaller than, say, UVM. And I think it's more compressed. It's not, you know, spread out over a large area. You know, so I think they can really contain things in their own little mini community.
Randy Peace, the barber, also thinks that the COVID-19 situation in Northfield is okay. But he does have one big concern. His 16-year-old son, Garrett, has been battling leukemia on and off for 7 years. He had a bone marrow transplant last December and came home from the hospital with a severely suppressed immune system at the beginning of the pandemic.
There's a young man that is still very compromised with his health. So talk about being on pins and needles with all this going on, you know what I mean?
Still, Peace has to make a living.
You know, this pandemic's going to go on for a while, obviously, and I think Norwich has a good plan in place to do it the right way, to bring them back the right way. And if there is positive cases, which it sounds like there has been, they've been dealing with it the right way.
Another group of students arrived at Norwich on Wednesday. Three more waves will show up in the coming days. For VPR News, I'm Anna Van Dyne.